Money,
power,
respect,
and sex.
Sex?
Yes, sex.
Come get down and dirty with your girls, Lakes.
And Latey.
On
Just Got Laid.
Brought to you by Crux Media.
Tune in with us every Thursday on all podcast platforms.
I mean, what do you have to lose?
You have to get in bed with us at least once.
Beat us there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.
It was a little slow on them hand claps.
Don't start. Don't start, because I believe he will curse you out today.
Today is the day.
Today is the day.
Who's scared? I ain't never scared. Call me motherfucking bone crusher. Scared.
I believe he will do it today.
Because I'm outside of the club and y'all think I'm a punk. But no.
I believe he will do it today.
Why you think he'll do it today? That look on his face.
What?
Because he done been the child. He done been the yoga child.
Get it straight.
He got the energy builder.
See, I'm going to be his spokesperson today.
Oh.
I'm team YM today.
He feeling real free today.
I'm team YM today.
Yoga done released them chakras.
Look. Right.
And he feeling himself.
And he has positive energy.
I have positive energy too.
I didn't say you didn't. I said him. I'm the spokesperson for.
Don't be fucking taking that for him. You're my best friend.
I know I am. But guess what?
You see this? See what you done started? Mr. Producer.
You know
Mr.
what?
Mr. Engineer.
You know what?
Today's show is about friends and traitors.
I am not traitor.
What about your friend?
I correct you. Mm-hmm. I'm correcting. I like Mr. Producer today, because Mr. Producer, he has taken enough of you and he is giving back what you put out.
Mm. I don't appreciate being bullied on this show.
No, hold on, ma'am.
I'm being triggered.
Oh, no, ma'am.
See, that's what friends do. Friends tell the truth.
Right.
So what
Thank y'all saying? I am not going to uphold your foolishness.
Do y'all say that I bully Look, Yoshi Man?
No,
I ain't gonna say that.
No, yes. But he's giving you the same energy
because I love
that you put out.
But you just said bully. So we didn't say bully.
You said that.
Well, you know,
I'm going to be the spokesman for YM today.
I got a little defensive when my best friend took somebody else's side. I felt a little in the way.
Yeah,
I felt so fucking betrayed, Benedict Arnold.
I'm not a Benedict Arnold. I love you. Everybody knows this. I will.
But everybody knows Sue is fair.
Right.
I was just.
And I will beat I was just somebody with down.
Him, first of all.
I will beat somebody down
I was
down
just playing
you.
With his old apple I'm ass not going to- anyway. He think he cute because he just been to the barbershop. But let me tell
I'm
you
be
something
like, see quick. What I'm talking
no,
about?
I'm going to be like quick and the other dude that was in Harlem Nights. I'm gonna shoot the little pew, and I'm gonna cuss her out. Put that goddamn bullshit up. So in today,
giving it back. To
look,
you.
Since she talking about guns, let me tell y'all about the crazy.
Man,
shit.
Listen, you so, gotta start from
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, I start from yesterday. We found a gathering of things outside the back of my club, which is not uncommon because...
Is that why Richland County was here?
God damn it, Vaughn. You done let the cat out.
Oh, shit. Hey. Go ahead.
She done told it. Okay. Pretend like y'all ain't here, Vaughn, just now. So we found a gathering of particles outside. And I'm like, what is all this trash here? But I know my trash man coming. So I was like, well, I'm going to just leave it. So today I realized that the trash man has not come. Mind you, I have already talked to my manager yesterday. I'm like, did you see somebody come through the parking lot on the camera? And she was like, yeah, around 2:40, somebody came through, dumped a bag out, went through it, and then
put the stuff they wanted back in the bag and ran off. You better put that goddamn candy up. Rattling like a little mouse.
Since you want to bring me all out.
And so, anyway, fast forward. We get to today. Trash still outside. And you know me and my OCD. I'm like, oh, God, I got to pick this shit up. I can't wait for the trash man. I go and start fumbling through the stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I feel something heavy. And so I take a little piece of twig and pull, you know, the remnants or whatever that's off, and I see a gun on the ground. Can I get me a sound effect? Dun, dun, dun. This dude, and see, you see why I let off in his ass this morning? Because he ain't ready with the sound effect.
Because he ain't paying attention to us. Okay, he's talking about me, but
so anyway, we going to do my scary music. Dun, dun, dun. It's a gun. I said, oh, shit. Now, mind you, I done told my friend to get out the car already. She ain't paying me no never mind.
Tell them what I was doing. Tell the people.
I don't know. I was
watching church service.
Meanwhile, I'm doing the whole first 48 over here on the goddamn ground, and I need her help and support.
I was watching the church service.
It was virtual. You could have put it on pause.
No, you didn't tell me what you was doing. You know how she gets to my...
Edna, get out the car.
So she goes in the space. She come back outside. So I'm still watching church service. They're doing the prayer. She come back around again.
Edna, I need your help. Come on.
I'm getting out the car. When she pull in, I'm talking about a cheetah pants. I said, look at cheetah today. Do it, cheetah.
This ain't
she
time.
She pulls up the clothing off the ground. I said, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So now I got to find the number to Richland County, call the popo out here so they can come investigate the first 48. Dun, dun, dun. So we get out there. Police comes. I know the hell.
Now, see, Yoshi man, we on your side today.
He fucking up.
I was trying to find first
48. Oh, you try? Okay, go ahead. Find first 48. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, you hear me, Vaughn? He's so wonderful.
So
see how we flip.
I start explaining to the policeman how I come to find this gun, and he has a smirk on his face the whole time. And you know me, I'm like, is something funny? I don't understand what's going on.
This as close as we can get.
That's Law and Order. Red Law and Order.
Yeah. What is it? Scully and Mulder. What is it? Well, hold on. I'm all on the wrong one. Olivia and Benson.
That's SVU.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the original.
It don't matter. Who the damn investigate? I don't want to talk about it no more. So he's smirking at me while I'm explaining, because the gun is in plain sight. But he's smirking at me. I'm looking like, well, what's funny? Can you turn that music off? It's irritating. You know I got ADD. I can't talk while the shit playing. You know, I just need a little bit. Okay. So. So he said, ma'am, the gun isn't real. I said, how do you know the gun is not real? Girl, he went and picked up the gun. It was heavy when I touched it. Like, it was heavier than the stuff that was on top of it. So I thought it was a real gun. He said, ma'am, it's an air pistol. He said, but it looks like a real gun. So a lot of people use these to do fake robberies on people. They pull them. It's in the night. They look real. That gun looked real. And it had a little weight on it, but it was much lighter than his gun, of course. So he said, people aren't ready when the other person that they robbing has a real gun and they pull theirs on them. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he's thinking, you know, that's what happened. Maybe he went and tried to rob somebody and then they done pulled their real shit out. And that's why he had to run back there, get rid of the evidence, and keep on rolling.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was our excitement for today. I thought we had a whole little
48
case. thought he was going to have to go back, get the ballistics off the gun, the prints off the gun, and was going to find a body on it. And I was not going to put my hands on it. Because when the 911 operator asked me, she said, did you take the gun back in the building? I said, hell no.
Why would you do that?
I ain't picking that shit up. Have four.
But why would you even ask
exactly
that?
Exactly. Well, you know, some people stupid, they'll do it. But, honey, you ain't going to get me for them four bodies. Mm-hmm. Talking about my fingerprints was the only prints on the gun. Hell no. Right.
So when I pulled up, he was still sitting in the back of the building. And I'm like, why is Richland County here? Like, you know, is he taking a break away from being seen? That's what I was thinking. I was like, why is he back there? And then I guess I felt like when I rolled up, it's like, oh, let me leave. So I didn't know why he was here.
But that was our little excitement for Sunday morning. And now we're going to talk about, but you see how my friend did me. The show is about friendships today. And I just felt like she could have put the prayer on hold. I was distraught when I found that gun. I didn't know what was going on. I needed her.
You did not tell me a gun was out there. You said, Edna,
I need you.
You said, Edna, come here. You always scream, Edna, come here.
I said, wait, you need to know, Edna, come on, distressed versus Edna, I'm playing right now.
You always say, Edna.
Real friends need to know the discernment between the call, okay?
No, you was banging on the thing.
Y'all
twice.
Hear that? I was banging. I was banging. In distress.
No, you said, Edna. And when I got out of the car and looked around, that's when you pulled up the clothes, and that's when the gun was
discovered. I had already seen it, and I just threw it back over there because it scared
me. Why did they throw it behind here?
Because, you know, this is like the little path of least resistance. They can, with the fence, they can get rid of stuff. And, you know, people be doing all kind of stuff back there, hunching, drinking, everything. Yeah, y'all scalawags is just be everywhere doing everything. Smoking. And here go the other little mouse over here rattling paper. All right, we're going to go head on with the show because they trying to trigger me.
Well, I don't want them to trigger you.
Can you play the clip for us, please, Mr. Engineer, if you finish with your break?
Before we got married, I had my friends. He had his friends. But when we get married and when y'all get together, now we have our friends.
That's right.
Because if his friends can't see me and my friends can't see him, they can't see us.
That's right. In other words, if the people surrounding you can't see y'all, they can't see y'all.
Bam.
I don't know.
What you feel about that,
first,
Granny?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Vaughn.
When I first heard it, I was like, you know what? That makes sense. I was just going off of impulse. And then I kept listening to him. I'm like, wait a minute. There has to be some type of separation from each other. Like, you can't keep the same friends all the time. You have to know individually who your friends are individually. I don't feel like every time we do something, every time we go somewhere, it has to be our friends or couple friends. So I just don't agree with, you know, if you can't see me, you can't see him, which is kind of true. Don't get me wrong. If I'm in a social setting, or if I'm invited somewhere and I know that there's going to be other couples there, or there's going to be, I can say other couples, and my husband can't come because my husband and you or someone at the party ain't going to vibe, then I'm not going to come because then I feel like I'm being disrespectful to my spouse or my boyfriend, whoever. So I just feel like you still need to have separate friends. You can have separate friends, but you just need to know who your friends are.
What you think?
I agree with Vaughn. I think that couples are friends. Couples need to do couple friends things together. I think that friends, when couples are friends, they can do things separately as well. I think that you can have separate friends, but I think that they need to acknowledge and respect your marriage.
Or your relationship.
Or your relationship, period. But this right here, I guess, you know, it's in parts with marriage. I read a lot of the comments because when Vaughn sent this clip to us, I said, wow. I said, this can be interpreted in many different ways. And then when you looked at the comments, it was interpreted because people was like, well, can I be my own individual? Or no, I want my own separate friends or what? And then somebody brought up the point of, well, what happens when people separate and divorce? Mm-hmm. Or they break up and then you all had these set of friends, and what happens? Do the people have to choose sides, or do the people remain friends and then they bring in other friends? I mean, they bring in their other new mates. Then what happens? Do they hang with them as well? So what happens to that? So I just feel that you have to know your mate's friends, your friends. You have to know your mate's friends. If you make new friends, please make them aware of new acquaintances that you do have, so it won't be any problems. And then if it is a point where you feel like your mate's friends doesn't like you, or you feel like they don't, you know, y'all, it's something going on, talk to your mate about that and say, I just don't feel like such and such doesn't like me. Well, why? Well, we'll see.
This thing can get real complicated. Yeah. Get very messy.
Yeah.
So I know you want to chime in, but let me say this. So when my friends got married, mm-hmm. I backed away from them. I backed away from my married friends, not because I didn't respect their marriage. I want to respect your marriage, me being a single woman. Mm-hmm. And so the things that we did together before you were married, I don't feel like we could do those things anymore. Stay mm-hmm. out late, just go certain places, because I want to respect your relationship, your right. marriage, uh-huh. whatever. And so I backed off. And then most people, when they get married, they do find new friendships with other like couples. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't feel bad that I was no longer close to you like that, hanging out and, you know, talking to you all the time on the phone. But there is a time when you do get into the relationships, you are being a different person, but it's not intentionally being different. It's like you are trying to respect your relationship, and you're trying to make sure that your marriage stays on track. Because again, I just felt like for myself, I did not want to be around you anymore because you are now married. We can't do the things that we did once before. Now, if we had children, and I'm still single with children, you're married children, we could still do things like that, but I just don't feel comfortable hanging out with you because I don't want to be the person that get the backlash. Oh, you was with Vaughn and she had you out all night. I didn't have you out all night. You had yourself out all night, but you want to put right. it on me. So, I mean, it can go both ways. And then I was going to say something about, I was going to say something else and I lost train of thought, but go ahead, Yosha.
So just kind of piggybacking off of what you just said, the situation you just brought up. I had a friend. I'm no longer friends with this hooker who had a husband. And I knew he was already leery about me. This is when we was early 20s. He was already leery about me because I was single and she was now with him. So in order to do her tricking, because she was still in the spirit of dealing with other people, yet being with him, she would use me as her bait or her, what do you call it? Your alibi to get out of mm-hmm. hanging out with him or doing things with him. I'm going to be with her. So I was always wondering why this dude was side-eyeing me and, you know, always had little slick shit to say. Well, when she was out doing her dirt, she was using me. And so he felt like I was the one who was keeping her out late, introducing her to dudes, whatever, and it was not me. Mm-hmm. Now, here we go. Number one, if you gonna make me your alibi, because I've got caught up. That is not a word, Jesus Christ, help me. I've gotten caught up with another young lady who basically
used me as an alibi because I'm the single friend and I'm cute. And why wouldn't I be out having a good time?
Right.
But she didn't tell me what the lie was. Not that I would have condoned and went along with it, but at least let me know. Her husband approached me at a gas station, questioning me. Now, I already got a problem with that. And now he's hostile with me because he done caught you in your lie. And I'm looking like, hey, dog, you need to talk to your wife about that because I don't know what's going on here and I don't like how you coming for me. And so she gets mad with me like, why you just ain't go along with it? Well, bitch, why you ain't tip me off, first of all? Secondly, I'm not going to make myself look like no whole liar in front of your peoples and you didn't even prepare me. So hell no, you fix that shit. So this is what I'm saying to you, married or in relationship women. Stop using your single friends as alibis and your cop outs to get away from your peoples. If you still want to do your thing and keep your friends' names out of your shit. Because this is where we have the problem. Now, I'll go and say this as well. Lord, Vaughn done sidetracked me.
I'm sorry.
I'll go and say this as well. I have had a best friend since seventh grade. He got married, I got married. We got married right behind each other. And he is a male. Okay, so my husband initially was a little, you know, leery, like, oh, you and this guy, yeah, that's your guy, BFF. And yeah, so, you know, he was a little leery at first, but I was like, hey, this is my friend and this is what we're doing, period. So the chick he married, she had an issue with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like a beautiful woman and a man should be friends. I feel like at some point you tried her. I feel like there's something there. Okay, if it's been friends since seventh grade and nothing ever happened, like, come on, let's be real. Like, so you got to have a understanding with the people you're with as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like the platonic friendships with other male and female cohorts. Like, how comfortable is your friend or your spouse with that? Because some people just don't believe in men and women being friends. They just don't.
Yeah. It's a good bit of people.
It's a lot of people that says impossible for a man. If you are an attractive woman, mm-hmm. it is impossible for a man to only see you as just a friend.
Right.
Or just for it to be platonic. Mm-hmm. Every man has thought in their mind, they may not have acted upon it, but this is what I've been told, that they do not see you as the friend that you see them as platonically.
Right. That's what I've been told.
If the opportunity presents itself.
Right.
But who's to say I don't have a girlfriend? And I ain't saying that this is me, but it's happened. Who's to say I don't have a girlfriend that my boyfriend Craig, he done flustered all my feelings and got me all in a way. And now I'm going to see my friend Tasha. And we done laid down and made passionate love. Because, you know, we is real rainbow now, too. We could go back and forth.
And that has happened.
You see what I'm talking about?
And that has happened.
So please don't act like it's just the man who can catch me in a vulnerable state and turn the friendship into a
friendship. That's what
I said.
Yeah,
we got to include that
right
now.
When now we know women is screwing other women harder than the men are screwing the women. So let's not act like that's the only reason why a man and a woman can't be platonic friends.
Well, I can say this, Yoshi. Like, my ex-husband has never had any ill feelings towards you. Matter of fact, he loves you. Yeah. He still loves you. Call you sister.
And I love him. So
anybody that I have ever dated, they still call Yoshi sister, and they love her half to death. They've never, you know, looked at her in any way. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, she's the culprit.
Right.
You know, and anyway, so if that makes you feel
Yeah. I ain't worried about you. I'm talking about these hoes I ain't friends with no more. That done put me in these trials and tribulations I didn't need to be in. Y'all wouldn't even allow your men to disrespect me like that, and I wouldn't disrespect them like that. Mm-mm. I ain't gonna just take her and be like, girl, fuck that nigga. We going to be city girls. Mm-hmm. Make me wanna think about my song.
What song?
F-R-E-E.
I don't like that song. I do not like that song. No.
You like Glow?
That
I like Glow.
That is my hood ratchet.
That's what I'm trying to see. Look, I'm trying to see if I'm going to adopt her as my daughter, too. No.
I'm just saying. We all got a hood song, and that's mine.
But I understand. I mean, I understand the friendship. And I understand exactly what you're saying, too, Aunt Vaughn, because I always put that as a respect, too. Like, mm-hmm. I respect my married friends, even my friends in relationships. Like, if I know you are in a committed relationship, like, okay, yeah, we're going to go out. We're going to go to these day parties. We're going to go here. But now, look, I'm about to, okay, what time we leaving? We going, because I don't want to be the blame either. I get it. Mm-hmm. I was married once, so I don't want to be in that you know, part where it's like, well, you was here with Sue, and you was out there. I don't want to be the blame if you come in 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, yeah, I'm single.
Yeah, just like yo said.
Right.
Because I'm the single one, I'm going to get the blame regardless.
Right.
Because I'm the single one.
But I want
but
your
the wife
husband,
need to be the blame. You
right.
know how to conduct yourself.
Right.
And fast
and
forward.
Even if we do go somewhere, say we do go on an overnight trip, I want your husband or spouse to know, like, okay, even if she goes somewhere with us, then I already know, okay, they're going to go out. They're going to have a good time, but we know that we respect your marriage and what you all have. Mm-hmm. And not look at us and say, okay, yeah. we're going to make her, or we're going to be the influence of her making a bad decision.
Right. No, you know your wife.
We respect your marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like the person that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fast forward to today, and if you look at this mess today, he knew that existed.
What's the song? What it said? Bill DeVoe.
Child by.
Now you know.
Because
he had to blame on somebody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it's only so long you going to paint the picture that I'm the bad guy
right.
luring you into all this voraciousness. Right. And I'm sitting here like, I'm the friend that don't even go no goddamn where.
And that's what I was going to say about right. you too, because... I mean, honestly, you really are a homebody. A lot of people don't believe that.
Homebody.
We are homebodies.
Yeah, we are homebodies.
I don't go nowhere.
And like, you can tell when we go somewhere because
we don't
like,
know
we
how to act.
Yeah. I refuse to spend right. my money in a city where I can see the same people in Target, Walmart, and the gas station.
Exactly.
I refuse.
Exactly.
I refuse. And people think like, oh, you just don't want to go anywhere. No, it's I don't want to be around y'all because I see y'all all the time. I'm not right. paying money to see the same people I can see in the street.
That's true. And I mean, there's really no action here in the capital city, honestly.
It's action.
It is. I mean, it's no action, but there's things to do.
Yeah.
But there's no action.
It's just a little too slow for me. I like to go out of town.
I like the slow, though.
Yeah.
I like the pace when it is, quote unquote, action. I like the pace. Mm-hmm. I can take that pace.
When I got to get up and go to work Monday through Friday, yeah. But on
like
the weekends,
I'm not spending
$50 to go into no bar, no club,
no,
nowhere.
No. Not around here.
$50?
Well, you know, by the time you, the entry fee, and then you got to get drinks, and if you're going to get something to eat.
Somebody
and then,
charging $50 to get
sometimes.
In?
No, not to get in, but, you know, it's like $20 to get in.
There have been times.
And then by the time you get in there, the drinks, you got to pay for that.
Oh, okay.
And half those drinks are watered down, nasty. Oh. And then the food ain't going to be all that. Oh. And then you got to stand up and eat, like, no.
Oh.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, yesterday
really?
I went to brunch at the
course. I'll pay $20 to get
not
in.
Not around here. I would.
Pay
$20
to get in.
That's suffice.
We can, we can stand in the parking lot at Walmart.
I would.
And bump our cars.
No,
I would.
We can
I
do
would.
Like back in the day, Finley Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember everybody.
The well, Finley Park then. Twin Lakes. Like, yeah. What happened to those times?
Because we ruined it. Well, now you cannot get on Fort Jackson
don't
for anything.
It was free.
Yeah.
Why everything y'all get y'all mess up?
It was free and fun.
Everything y'all get y'all mess up.
And y'all know who y'all is. Y'all know who y'all is. I don't even know.
On
need
a Sunday?
Say. Man, that was.
What?
I knew it was over when they closed down the Purple Rain.
Stop.
I'm just playing.
They should have been closed down the Purple Rain.
I know. But when they, but Finley Park was nice. Well, Sydney Park. It was Sydney Park. at one point. But when you could go to the park and just have a good time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Trey and Old Dog always got to roll up with their guns and shoot shit up. And
well, they shooting everywhere now.
Right. And so that's why we can't have nothing because y'all got it. What is it with y'all and guns?
Well, they shooting everywhere.
Are y'all replacing guns for your turbo penis? Because I'm not, is that what make you look and feel better? Because I don't understand why everybody got a gun and why everybody want to shoot everybody. Because I don't hate nobody that bad, I want to shoot them.
No.
Yeah, I just don't think about them no more. And, but back to friendships. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a level, so Sue said something about making your spouse aware of when you get a new friend. I don't know why. Now that's I can understand her point and what she said. However, me as Yosh, mm-hmm. I'm a little forgetful sometimes. So if my man approach me and say, "Well, who is this so and so friend that I didn't know about?" I'm probably gonna come out my face stupid and be like, "Well, nigga, I ain't gotta tell you." Everybody who I decide to be my friend with, not thinking right offhand, because I just get kind of in my feelings like that when I feel like somebody trying to control me.
Uh-huh.
So that's why, knowing is growing, is glowing. And so that's why I have to sometimes shut my mouth and think about things and be like, I might have forgot to tell you about my new friend, but I'm 45 years old, sir. And I would hope you know I know how to conduct myself accordingly.
Because, see, in his mind, he thinks that this new friend is doesn't exist, and mm-hmm. this is your alibi when things go left.
No, not necessarily a girl, but maybe it's a dude.
Oh, a dude.
Maybe it's a dude who's a new friend. Maybe I got a new friend at work.
Now, that might be.
And he's a guy.
That's a whole other topic there. Especially when you're married and you have a male friend.
But therein lies goes back to it could be a girl who's trying to pursue me.
Right.
So it shouldn't matter.
Right.
But what any man doesn't want another man to befriend their wife. Mm. Ain't no man want that. That's especially a new friend. Topic. Especially a new male friend.
Mm-hmm. And you see why I just get so discouraged with the whole relationship thing. And I'll be like, maybe I just need to stay in my room.
Why do you become discouraged?
It's all of the, I got to report to you. I got to talk to you about, I got to remember, oh, I didn't tell him about this. Yes, you do. You have to be so, think about it now as a single woman. I can get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
My child is grown. I can get up and go. I can stay gone for the weekend. I don't have to tell anybody about my friends. I don't have to tell anybody about my whereabouts. I can come and go as I please. I can do as I please. I don't report to anyone but the Lord. And my mama, when she get to calling me 12,000 times. But in essence, I really don't have to report to my mother because I'm grown. If I get a husband, I feel like I'm a little restrained. I feel like, oh, did I tell him about, did I make sure this was going to be okay with him? Did I talk to him about these people coming over? You know what I'm saying? If it's mm-hmm. my house and I want people to come over, mm-hmm. cool. If it's our house, I got to be okay with, are they vibing? Does he want company? It's so many little.
But this is my thing. Do what you want done to you. So this is my thing.
Yeah.
If you feel that way, God, I have to tell him every little intricate piece of whatever going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he should be able to do the same thing and you not get upset about or question anything that he does. So if he gets a new male friend or a new female friend and he didn't tell you about it, you should feel comfortable, or you should be okay with the fact that he has these new friends that you didn't know anything about. That's how I feel. Because if you feel strongly about it, then what are y'all doing?
She's so simple. Anyway, we're I get what you're saying.
I'm just saying,
and you're right. I do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I wouldn't want to come home. Saying,
just an open direct.
I wouldn't
want to
come home and there's five niggas in my living room, and I'd be like, "Damn, you couldn't call me and tell me you was having company."
Right, direct line of communication.
Right, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't do that. It's just the point of, I like the freedom to do what I want without having to think about, I got to clear this with so-and-so first. I like that. I like that freedom. However, I don't want to be alone for the rest of my life.
Right.
However, sometimes I think about when I'm with someone, damn, do I want to do this the rest of my life with all this aggravation? But so it's a catch-22.
Right.
So either you're going to be lonely or you're going to always have company when you want to be alone. You see what I'm saying to you?
But what do you want?
And you always have to consider that person. Alone. Now, I will say this. I've had a baby father. I've had a husband. And I've had my friend that I'm seeing now. The baby father and the friend that I'm seeing now are loners. They don't have friends. I am the one with the group of friends. So they're very possessive of my time. My husband, who had friends, and his friends were my friends, and my friends were his friends, he had no problems with me going off girls' weekends doing my thing. I had no problems with him going off boys' weekend doing his thing. And when all our friends came together, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I
we
think
had a time. We had
We did.
Time last night. It was so.
Woo.
I don't know if I'll ever find what we had, mm-hmm. like with our friendship circle, because we even made a couple of love connections in our friendship circle. They ain't flash, but we did. but it was always fun at our house, and it was never awkward. And nobody ever was like, I don't fuck with them. Right. And I don't like her. But when I had the two loners, it was just like, because now it's like, you going with your friends again? What about me? It's my time.
But you always have time.
Yeah.
You got too much time.
Yeah. Sir, can you get you some friends?
That's the problem. He needs friends. Or they need friends. Right. So somebody needs
and
some
so,
friends.
And so, yeah. So now I feel like I'm being...
Yeah.
You see that?
So I got a question then. I got another question.
What?
So let's just say, and I'm speaking of couples at this point.
Yeah.
Everybody is around each other. You're doing couple things together, and you're vibing. You get along very well. But behind closed doors, let's just say me and my mate are not vibing, but we get around each other and we know how to conduct each other around our friends, right? To not put our business out there. All right, so me and him, we decide to break up or divorce.
Right.
But y'all have built a relationship with him. Uh-huh. You and your significant other has built a relationship with him.
Right.
And now you see where I'm going, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have both moved on.
Right.
To our separate relationships, you know, mm-hmm. whatever that is. Mm-hmm. How do you, as friends of ours, because you are his friend and you're my friend, but we're not together anymore. How do you invite
the other person?
The other person.
And see, I brought that up. Like, what happens? I guess I can.
Because your husband or boyfriend may invite him. And then you may invite me, and we're bringing our new
people.
Right.
Oh, so I think that has happened because when I was married, and then my ex is still very close to my family. I'm speaking of Jody and Khadijah. So he comes to all the family functions. Still comes to all the family functions. I know his wife, met his wife. I love his wife. Very, very close. We're friends. We talk on the phone, on Facebook and everything. I think at first it was a little awkward, to be honest with you. It was a little awkward because I think the family and friends didn't know how we were going to interact.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just important how everybody wanted to know how we were going to interact when we first saw each other at the family functions. But it was a little different at first.
Mm-hmm.
It was. But now for my spouse, I think he was very uncomfortable when the interaction came about, because he was just kind of like, so he's just around? Yeah, he's just around. You know,
but did he come with someone? He came by himself.
My ex,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was there with his
okay. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but I think with my husband at the time, I think he was just kind of uncomfortable because I guess he just didn't understand the dynamics. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was all good. Everybody has moved on, you
right.
know.
So he have been able to dictate and say, I don't feel comfortable with that nigga and his kid and his wife being there, because that's of your past. If your family, you, everybody felt like they were still family, they're more like extended family now, should his feelings have dictated that whole situation?
If it was, no, he could not have, because that was something that my family was throwing. Now, I think if it was something that we was throwing, maybe he could have said, well, I don't feel comfortable with them coming. And then maybe we would have a discussion then. But that was something that my other part of the extended family was strong.
That's just so.
I don't know.
It's just kind of like a catch one. That's just
but
like.
But I can't see him, because of the family background he comes from. I don't see why. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why that would bother him, but it was a little awkward. I don't know.
So here's the deal. What happens when it's not friends, when it's family?
I was going to say, I can give you my experience.
Okay.
So growing up, me and my son, Dad, I dated him from my ninth grade year up until my son was like 3 or 4 years old.
Right.
I've been friends with his family since I was 14 years old. Friends, like. I met them before I met him.
Right.
And so as time went on, you know, I had my son. We moved on to our separate lives. You know, we're no longer together. But I'm always invited to family functions because of my son. Not only because of my son, because I have a friendship, a relationship with that family before I met him.
Right.
So now he has moved on. Oh, he's married. He's married, and he has a family. He has a son with his wife now. And I am still invited to all of the family gatherings. My child is, you know, at this point, my son may have been in middle school, high school, or whatever at the time. I stopped declining, because in the beginning, I would go. Because you are my friend. Like, I'm not going to stop our friendship because of his relationship and who he's bringing around. But then it started becoming more awkward for me. And I should not have felt awkward, but I did, because I felt like everyone else there was in a relationship with someone, even though there was it was no couple thing. It could have been a birthday party or a graduation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always the single one, or I would never bring anyone around. You know, I don't bring anybody around. But anyway, and so she was always tagging along with him. And so I was like, you know what? I look like the outcast. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm not the outcast, I feel like I am, because I'm the only one that's single.
Mm-hmm.
So I started declining certain invites. Certain invites I would decline. And so fast forward even more to this day, she no longer comes around when the family do things together, and they want me, and I don't come around. like that. Like, I still do certain things, but I don't come around as much. And when I am around, I'm like, why is your wife not here? Oh, she don't want to be here. She don't feel like being there. I was like, Like, does she feel some kind of way because I was coming around? Mm-hmm. Or is it that she's not vibing with the family? Because if she's not coming around because of me, well, tell her that I'm not always around. She can come. Mm-hmm. But it was to a point where both of us will always be around each other.
Right.
To this day, we're cool with each other. Like, she treats my son very well, and I have no problems with her. Never had, well, in the beginning, we did our thing. But, had our little differences or whatever. But when it comes to family and friendships and mm-hmm. relationships, it could be very awkward.
It is.
It could be very awkward.
And does family expect you that now that I'm not with that person anymore, do they expect you to cut off ties with people?
I never cut my ties with them.
No, I'm just saying, does your family sometimes... So I'll say this. I have 4 younger brothers, and I have an older brother. Well, I really have more younger brothers than that, but we'll just talk about the ones that grew up in my house, because my other brother, who's younger, he's married, and he's been with his girlfriend forever. I mean, his wife now, forever and a day. So that is what it is. My older brother was married. My sister-in-law is now deceased. He had a woman after her that I love very much, and I call her my sister-in-law. He's with someone now that I don't care for. Mm. And I still have a relationship with the girlfriend after my sister-in-law. And I don't think the new woman likes the fact that we are so cool.
But that's not...
And I don't give a fuck. Don't worry, because I don't. And my younger brothers have girlfriends and women that they were with prior to. This is why I tell them, don't bring them hoes around me if you don't want me to love them. Because if I love them, I love them. And I don't give a fuck what y'all got going on. So my middle brother, Latta, he had a girlfriend that I grew very fond of. I'm still cool with her. My other sister-in-law, they kind of on the rocks now. I still love her. You can't stop how I feel about somebody.
Right.
And because here it is, I done dated some brothers who, they done had some sisters and some mamas, and maybe they feel a way about me.
Right.
But you got to understand that maybe your boy child wasn't the best boy child to me or for our situation. That don't make me a bad person. That just means we didn't make it. So I don't expect for you to be like, F her. We are not cool with her anymore. Especially if I was good to y'all and I'm good people. Now, I'm not saying you got to invite me everywhere. Mm-hmm. But don't just cut me off for the sake of, oh, he don't deal with you no more. We ain't dealing with you no more. Unless you genuinely don't fuck with me no more. Now, if you still love me, you still like me, let me tell you something. My high school boyfriend, mm-hmm. I could see his mama anywhere in the store. Now, this done been over 30 years. See his mama in the store, see his mama in passing, wherever. This woman walk up to me and hug me and still call me her baby.
Right.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but mothers, once they love me, they love me. Right. Now, the sisters and the cousins and the auntie, that might be a different thing. They might be in their feelings.
Go ahead.
But most mamas, they love me forever. So that's why I say you have to decide in your heart how you feel about somebody.
Right.
Let me tell you something. My sister-in-law did the dog to my brother. Did the dog. But you know how I felt about the situation? I'm happy. She with who she want to be happy with.
Right.
Long as he treating her right and treat my niece right, I'm happy with who my brother is with because she makes him happy, apparently. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't force them two to be together. You see how I structured them words? So it don't matter. I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to be happy. But don't bring me in your bullshit. And this is what I'm going to say to y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Because once I'm your friend and I see your man doing something effed up to you, you my friend, you my sister, you my cousin, you my whoever. And I see them doing the effed up shit. Now you done forgave them and you expect me to be cool with it too. I don't do that.
You don't operate like that.
I don't operate like that. Because once he, you being once you. We done had the whole city girl fuck nigga conversation about him, he gonna forever be a fuck nigga to me. And every time you come to me and talk to me about him, I'm going to say, don't talk to me about that nigga. Because I done already told you he wasn't shit. And I already told you, you need to leave him. So it can never be right. So I say this to everyone. Keep people out of your business if you know you're going to take this person back or you don't want them feeling some kind of way in social settings for sure. About that person.
For sure.
Now, what speak on it, Susie.
Well, I just want to piggyback on what you and Vaughn both said. And I've said this before. I have been married before. I was married to a wonderful family. That family I am still close to. That family I am still invited to family functions. That family, I still call my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law, she still treats me as her daughter. My ex-husband has been in a relationship. I think that relationship going on now for maybe about 4 years. And I respect that relationship to the point where I did start, kind of like Vaughn, I started declining not going to those functions because I did not want her. I'm not saying that she felt insecure, but I just did not want her to feel insecure by me being in that presence. She did treat my son well. I've never heard of her treating my son bad. She has children of her own. And I think he really enjoyed being around because he's an only child on this side. He enjoyed having the other kids and being around the other kids when he would spend time with them. And so I think that just speaks a lot when you do have a relationship like that with the other family members, mm-hmm. especially when you're not with that person anymore. And that I think that just speaks in volumes. My sister-in-law, I just told Yoshi the other day that she reached out to me to talk about something with my son. But Yoshi, you hit a point when you said that you have to see it from another angle and mm-hmm. how other people see the relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking at it in another angle as far as when you're the person on the other side and your brothers are not with the person that they was once with mm-hmm. and you have to welcome them in. And you have to make sure you build that same type of relationship with their former spouses and bring that other family in that they have made with their new spouses and their people that they're in their committed relationships in as well. And so that's something that I am going to work on.
Yeah. Okay. Because we didn't really talk about, we talked about friends, we talked about families, but look at the children who are actually in the household.
Right.
Like my niece, when she comes to see me, I make it a point to say, how are your sisters doing?
Right.
These are not my nieces. The one I acknowledge as my niece, but her other siblings, they're not my nieces. But ultimately, I have to ask about all of them. And I, not that I have to, but I want to.
Well, at one point in time, they were. Family units.
The one was, and then the other three came after with the new spouse.
Right.
So what I'm saying is I don't ever want her to see me just asking about the one niece that is her sister that I've known as my niece and her other siblings and making them feel like they don't matter because they are her siblings. And so I want in totality to appear to be in her eyes, and even to me, because I am concerned. I want them all to be happy.
Now, are these her siblings through marriage?
Another marriage.
Okay.
Another marriage after my brother.
Well, how does she feel about the siblings?
She loves them.
Okay.
I mean, you have to understand, there is no difference. That would be like me saying, me and my brother under me are sister and brother, and my other three siblings, well, they're just my half. And I feel different about them than I do about this brother.
Now, that makes me cringe when people say that, though.
And I don't
have brother.
It's no half.
Well, that's not really that. Yes, they are siblings. You all are siblings.
So I don't take away that.
I don't care if it's from the father's side.
Yeah. Right. I'm closer to my mother's, the children my mother birthed, mm-hmm. than the children that my father had, because we grew up in the same house together. But when it come down to, these are my brothers.
Yeah, because I don't ever heard you say half.
I don't
brother.
Say half
yeah,
nothing.
I've never heard
it. It ain't no half nothing. It ain't no step nothing. Steps is something you climb in the fucking house.
Right.
My dad, who is married to my mother now, that's my dad. When I talk to him. Now, when I'm referring to him to other people, I'll say, well, you know, that's my stepdad. And my real father, my birth father, he lives in Durham. Because I don't want people to get confused and be like, well, you know, you look like your dad. You know I look like that man, because that's not my real father. But I've known that man since I've been a little girl, mm-hmm. and that man been good to me. Always has been good to me.
When my sister say, your biological sister, you my only sister. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What the hell?
Now, she has others. Now, you know what? My sister does have other siblings. I call them my sisters as well.
And that's what I was going to say,
do.
Too.
I do. I call them my sister. And they call me their sister, too.
And that's beautiful.
Even my sister aunt on her dad's side, they call me niece.
Are not tied. That's just like my older brother, mm-hmm. who we share the same father. Mm-hmm. He has, had two other siblings. One is since deceased. But his brother, his cousins, they're my family. They call me their little sister, they little cousin. I think this is where the division forms with people.
Right.
And I don't fuck with them, and them ain't my people. It don't have to be like that.
Right.
Because we all tied together.
Right.
So I don't like that. And I feel like when y'all stop all of that, they not together no more, so I don't mess with them. That ain't her real daddy, so don't... I don't like that shit.
Right.
Right. And then...
just love people. Absolutely. Why y'all can't just love people?
Right.
And I'm the meanest nigga up in here. But I love everybody.
I do, too.
And I adopt every damn body and child can't, and me, as my and, niece and nephew.
Absolutely. You got five... We got... what, 6,000 God children.
Right.
And nieces and nephews.
And y'all don't, but see.
And when you marry into somebody's family and they already have children, they are your nieces and nephews,
yes.
to mm-hmm. people. Don't sit up there and say, that's such and such son.
Yeah. Because
I'm going to tell you right now.
Don't not include them.
Right. Because I tell people this, and I'm going to call them by name. Kimbria is still my niece. Okay. Matthias is still my nephew. Imani is my niece. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody say. And you're not going to tell me any different.
Now. And that's just her authentically.
It is.
Too, because that's just how she is.
And that's just how I am.
Right. And I feel the same way.
Right.
But it's a division for me. And I'm going to say this. And I told my mama, I said, you know, when you leave this earth, I'm not going to dishonor my mama. Let me hurry up on my little rant. But I'm not going to dishonor my mother while she's here on earth and cuss them people out. But somebody did something very disrespectful to my mama at her father's funeral. My mother is my grandfather's oldest child. However, he did not marry my grandmother due to, mm-hmm. some other reasons that I won't speak on. But I feel like my mother was kind of always treated like the outsider child. Mm-hmm. And at this funeral, they made my mother and as well as me and my siblings feel like we were less than because...
And she was the oldest?
She was the oldest, but she wasn't the woman he was married
right.
to. So I said, you know what? And my mother, she's very passive. She don't speak on stuff like that. I said, and I'm going to grant you grace not to dishonor you while you here and act a donkey. I said, but when you leave here and I'm still alive, so you better hope you outlive me. I'm going to find who dishonored you, and I'm going to cuss her ass out for every cent she worth, because you don't never make nobody feel like they less than because you got some feelings about how the whole situation played out. You understand me?
But she was first.
It don't matter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's
so,
it?
So these are feelings from that person.
Yeah.
You know, people have a way of portraying their insecurities on other people. And it wasn't even that my feelings was hurt, but if it was me and what they had done to my mama, I would have felt some kind of way. So I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all just be good to each other.
Yeah. Be very good to each other, because you never know when you might be in a situation and you want somebody to be good to you when you're no longer in that situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know, I'm thankful for my friendships, my circle, that, you know, we are all open and honest with each other about how we feel. And I want you to tell me when you don't feel a certain way. It's not going to hurt my feelings. I'd rather for you to tell me than not to tell me, have me to be around when I'm not wanted.
Right.
You know? So with that being said, we are ending the show. We're closing the show out. Everyone, you can catch us on all podcast platforms. You can catch us. Oh, we rolling out.
Yeah, we rolling. I wanted to play this song today.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case anybody got a problem with you. This is what you can sing to them.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, go ahead. Let's play it.
Go ahead and leave, baby. There's one thing that I found out. I can't have one woman, gotta have three.
Ooh.
One woman just don't hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. Mm. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out. I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember.
All right, everyone. You can catch us on all social platforms. You can catch us on Instagram at The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. You can also catch us on Facebook at The Unapologetic Talk. You can catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Also, please send us an oh-so-very necessary email about our show, content that you want to hear, or just want to chime in on some content that we have already discussed. The email is the very V-A-R-Y necessary podcast at gmail.com. Sue, you want to take us out?
All right, everybody, each week do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very,
very
necessary.
Necessary. And we out.
Go ahead and leave, baby. One thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't.